evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's Athletic Hall of Fame ceremony. The Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame has two new members in its 2020 induction class. Let's bring them out. These two new inductees will join 43 other inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. Our first inductee to the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame is Mr. Dale Griesinger. Got him? Dale is a 1949 graduate of Fort Recovery High School. He was a four-year letterman in baseball and a captain during his senior season. He was a mainstay on the 1949 baseball team that was undefeated until a loss in the regional finals. He led the team in stolen bases. Dale was also a star on the basketball court at FRHS. He earned two varsity letters and was co-captain. Dale went on to play college basketball at Capital University, earning three varsity letters. Dale continued his participation in athletics long after his scholastic career, as he played fast pitch and slow pitch softball, basketball, and volleyball on many independent teams while serving in the Army. While in the service, yeah, let's hear that. While he was in the service, he played basketball, softball, and volleyball for the 5th Army Headquarters of Chicago. He also coached both boys basketball and softball until his separation from the Army in 1956. Dale was a member of many successful independent teams. As a member of the New Idea Equipment Team, he won fast pitch softball state championships in 1951 and 1952. He played on various slow pitch softball and basketball teams in the Detroit area from 1957 to the mid-1980s, winning many championships and making many all-star teams. He also coached numerous basketball and baseball teams during his 35 years as an educator. The gymnasium at Hoover Junior High School in Taylor, Michigan is named the Dale Griesinger Gymnasium in his honor. That's pretty cool. This guy meant an awful lot to him. Dale culminated his playing career when his senior slow pitch softball team won the National Senior Olympic Tournament, ages 65 to 70, in 1999. This guy won a championship when he was 70 years old playing softball. That's pretty cool. As a retired educator, he was employed by the Taylor Board of Education for 35 years as a teacher, coach, counselor, assistant principal, and principal in Taylor, Michigan. He and his wife, Nancy, have been married for 62 years. Also pretty awesome. They have three sons, Steve, who resides in Middletown, Ohio, Brian, who lives in Strongsville, Ohio, and Barry, who lives in Novi, Michigan. Congratulations, Dale, on your induction into the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame. Matt is a 1998 graduate of Fort Recovery High School. He was a star runner at FRHS in both cross country and track, earning four letters in each. Matt was a top runner for the 1996 state championship team that compiled an amazing record of 162-0. Let's hear something about that. Matt was FR's top finisher at the state meet, placing seventh. During his FRHS career, Matt ran in the state meet three times and was an all-state runner in both 1996 and 97, placing seventh and eighth in both those races. He still holds the second fastest 5K time in school history for cross country at 16 minutes and 14 seconds. Was also a member of three MAC championship teams and two district and regional championship teams in addition to the state championship team. Matt participated in cross country junior Olympics in 1996 and 97. He also went to Australia in 1996 to compete in the city to surf race, where he placed fourth for the Team USA. Also excelled in track in the 400 and the 800 and the 4x800 relay. He is still the current record holder in the 800 and the 4x800 relay team. That 4x800 team won the MAC, district, and regionals in both 1997 and 98, placing fifth and ninth in the state, respectively. Placed seventh in the state in the 800 in 1998. He also posted a career best time of 52 minutes and 47 seconds in the 400, which was a school record at the time he graduated. Matt continued his running career at Wright State University, where he was a four-year letterman. He still runs marathons, mostly recently the 2019 Columbus Marathon, where he placed 43rd out of nearly 3,600 runners, which qualifies him for the Boston Marathon. Matt has ran over 36,000 lifetime miles. Pretty incredible. Matt received his bachelor's degrees in management information systems from Wright State University. He has been employed at Hormel Foods Corporation for 17 years as a senior systems programmer. Matt is the son of Mike and Sharon Reisner. Matt and his wife, Angie, have been married for 15 years and they reside here in Fort Recovery. They have seven children. Anna, who is 12, Isaac, who is 10, Alex, who is 8, Charlie, who is 7, Sarah, who is 5, Sophie, who is 3, and Emma, who is 1. Obviously, Angie can't get away from him. He's too fast. Congratulations, Matt, on your induction into the FRHS Athletic Hall of Fame. Well deserved. Once again, the class of 2020 inductees into the Athletic Hall of Fame. The display honoring these and past inductees is in the hallway right behind me. There will also be a reception at the KFC Hall tonight following tonight's varsity game. Everyone is invited. On behalf of the Athletic Booster Club, we thank you for helping us honor these great athletes. Thanks, everybody.